This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. The Office of the Independent Monitor, Denver's law enforcement watchdog, says police mismanaged their response to protests against racism and police brutality this summer. Denverite's David Sachs reports.
Independent Monitor Nick Mitchell released the scathing results of his investigation 6 months after the first night of protests following the death of George Floyd. Mitchell found that some officers used weapons against protesters recklessly and unnecessarily, and often did not document violence until 12 days after it occurred. Many officers acted anonymously, with no names or badge numbers visible. Supervisors said they did not even know who worked the protests for the first 4 days. Many officers failed to use their body cameras, which violates department policy. Supervisors did not track who used crowd control weapons or how fast different teams ran through ammo. At one point, DPD ran out of ammo, and the state patrol flew to Wyoming for more. David Sachs, Denverite.
The Independent Monitor made 16 recommendations for reform. Environmental groups have filed a lawsuit accusing federal land management agencies of failing to protect the Gunnison sage grouse. The bird is listed as threatened by the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. The lawsuit says livestock grazing has harmed the bird's habitat in Colorado's Gunnison Basin, where the largest surviving population has been in steep decline. Colorado's election officially ends today when the Secretary of State certifies the results. Colorado had the second highest turnout of eligible voters in the country. This is CPR News.